This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Isaac Hayes here. Very nice. He can't be with us anymore, can he?
I think he passed.
All musicians seem to die young.
He passed away in 2008, shortly after he left South Park.
How old was he?
Born in 1942, so he would have been 65. 10 days shy of his 66th birthday.
All right, there's a big promotion coming up.
Yeah, Plaza, you'll be there tonight at Hot Shots. A lot of people will be there.
Hot Shots Fenton?
O'Fallon, Illinois, O'Fallon? Actually. This will be TMA Live. Yes, O'Fallon, Illinois, across the river. There'll be Doug Vaughn t-shirt giveaways and also a chance to win dinner with Doug and three of your friends. Find the 590 staff member there to give you a raffle ticket. They'll raffle off people who will participate in the trivia contest. Then throughout the night, there'll be TMA-themed menu items and drinks. Plaza starts at 6:30. Is it 6:30 tonight?
Yeah, 6:30 range. We usually wait for Doug to get there from his TV.
Well, he's
duty.
A diva, so you got to wait on him. Game's time. Game
like
time is on
six.
Time for
Maurice
Doug.
Drummond's doing that. It's no excuse. Doug should be there on time.
Game time is on time for Doug, just kind of in life. But yeah, that's tonight, TMA Live, O'Fallon, Illinois.
All right, a couple of texts here, Brian. Earl is the best,
yes,
period.
He is.
The Bo Weevil of Bevo Mill.
Earl's fun. You can talk anything with Earl.
The Cardinals need to give Goldschmidt 160 or 170 for 6 years beyond this year. Your middle of the lineup is set for the next 7 years. How do you not do that, Brian?
Yeah, about 26, 28 per. I think that's around the range that Derek was projecting, saying that the Cardinals had an idea of how much it would take to retain Goldschmidt long term, and it was in that 5-6 years, 150, 160 total.
I would love to do a 4 year 130, you know, shorten the years, sweeten the pot, AAV, yeah. Just because I don't know. He doesn't have a track record of, you know,
breaking
slumping
down.
But you would hate to see that 3 years into a 6 year deal.
I'll say this for 5 or 6 years, he's in shape. He is, yeah. He seems to be very like a guy who's dedicated to fitness.
And as great as Albert was, you kind of saw that body started to break down a
yes.
little bit.
Yes.
But I'll say this, if he says, you know, I'll do 7 years, then we'll do 7 years.
Right. And Albert, I know, is having a very, very good spring.
He is. I saw him hit a home run the other day.
7-12.
How about that?
So far this spring with no strikeouts.
Well,
so
it's going to be a great moment in sports when he's introduced here.
Yes.
That is going to be just awesome. How about this, too? Is the Cardinals have two former All-Stars in the primes of their career in the walk year of a contract, and one of their contracts is the most discussed in St. Louis sports, without a doubt, Paul Goldschmidt, and the other is never brought up and nobody really cares or thinks that Marcelo Zuna has any chance in hell of being a Cardinal next year.
And no one is disappointed by that
yeah.
either. That's what's so weird. Like I think, I'm trying to think of the last time you knew a guy was gone and it kind of bothered you a little bit. Maybe, I don't think we knew Hayward was gone. You were afraid Albert would leave. I guess you knew Beltran was gone. And you thought, oh, that's a bummer. We liked Carlos.
Yeah. We've never had a situation where a guy at the end of a contract that was a pretty good player, which Ozuna is, that people just do not care at all.
And presumably in the prime of his career still.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not saying the Cardinals should go out and sign Marcell Ozuna, but I certainly don't like the fan base that think they'll be better off without a Marcell Ozuna, because the outfield already worries me this year, although Ozuna being the part of the problem with his throwing arm. But when he leaves and you don't have that progression from a Tyler O'Neill or Bader that you hope you have this season, then you're really in a pickle maybe to play Jose Martinez with a defensive liability
yeah.
every day. And then you're caught in that Piscotty-Grichik situation to where you're hyping this outfield up and they're not really producing on the field.
Brian, what do you make of Tyler O'Neill's stats and the fact that he's actually drawing walks?
He's got five walks. He is going to cause issues for the front office and Chilt, because that's going to be, the better he is, the shorter the leash has to be for a Fowler or a Marcell Ozuna.
Yeah.
for heading into? Because I'm sure that you have an idea of how long they're willing to wait for Fowler or Ozuna to show what they got before they got to pivot, because they've said they're all in. And if O'Neal, this is who he is, that leash just got shorter.
Yeah. Just imagine the difference in the beginning of spring training. Tyler O'Neal's spring training begins with him bench pressing on social media 405 pounds and in impeccable shape. And then Marcell Ozuna's spring training begins with, well, it doesn't look like he was in the best shape of all time.
Whoa. Most wasn't sure where you got that from.
Just a gut feel after observing him for 3 days.
Nice play of wordplay there.
Yeah.
Gut feel.
How about this, too? Okay, we talk about the contrast and people talking about the contracts. How about this is, if you were to conduct a poll right now in St. Louis, and the question was asked like this, which two corner outfielders do you want? The combination of Fowler and Ozuna, or the combination of O'Neal and Jose?
You know, I'll put that on Twitter. Why not? Which combo do you want to see more this year?
And a gut feel, guys. I don't think it would be like unanimous or anything like that. But I do think, because everybody likes the backup quarterback and everybody loves Jose and Tyler O'Neill's power is so tantalizing, I do think that would win. Plowsy, if you conduct a poll and you ask Jose and Tyler or the combo of Ozuna and Fowler, which do you think would win?
Man, it's tough because you say Fowler and instantly you think it's the other duo. But Ozuna is going to be productive this year.
He will be.
So I would say...
But no, I'm just asking what you think the fans would vote.
Fans, Martinez, he's one of the fan favorites, and Tyler O'Neill, who the fans obviously fell in love with last year, having a great spring. I think it would be a 70-30 split between...
Ooh, that's pretty strong. Yeah. Brian, what do you think how the fans would go?
They're not a fan of Fowler, so I think they would go.
They're not, and they love Jose Martinez.
Yeah, they love him.
I think it'll be closer than I would probably want it to be. I think the Cardinals are better if Ozuna and Fowler play more, just because that means that they're playing to their skill set. And if they do that, this lineup is really good. So I would hope that they do get more starts, but I do think it might be 60-40 in favor of Ozuna and Fowler, but I think... Yeah. Jose and O'Neal will get a hefty amount of votes.
If Tyler draws walks, Tyler may have to play.
And that's a different hitter.
But I will say this. Mike Bush kept pressing me on this yesterday. What can Tyler O'Neal do this spring to be the starter opening day? I don't think he can do anything. I mean, I think Dexter Fowler is starting, and he's going to maybe get 25, 30 games, and Ozuna will too.
But a patient Tyler O'Neal is
frightening.
Different. Yes, yes.
All right, for all of your eye care needs, Dr. Michael Jones at Quantum Vision Centers, and we talk about a good eye. That's what Tyler O'Neal has. I wonder if Dr. Jones may have worked on him. He works on athletes, and he makes the eyesight perfect because he does that LASIK surgery. Folks, I'm being honest with you here. If you get a chance and you get your eyes fixed forever, you call him and you tell them that I sent you. 866-260-EYES, never contacts, never glasses, forever. He's the best at what he does. Dr. Michael Jones, Quantum Vision Centers. We'll be right back. Jose and Tyler, or the combo of Ozuna and Fowler, which do you think would win?
Man, it's tough because you say Fowler and instantly you think it's the other duo. But Ozuna is going to be productive this year.
He will be.
So I would say...
But no, I'm just asking what you think the fans would vote.
Fans, Martinez, he's one of the fan favorites, and Tyler O'Neal, who the fans obviously fell in love with last year, having a great spring. I think it would be a 70-30 split between.
Ooh, that's pretty strong. Yeah. Brian, what do you think how the fans would go?
They're not a fan of Fowler, so I think they would go.
They're not, and they love Jose Martinez.
Yeah, they love him.
I think it'll be closer than I would probably want it to be. I think the Cardinals are better if Ozuna and Fowler play more, just because that means that they're playing to their skill set. And if they do that, this lineup is really good. So I would hope that they do get more starts, but I do think it might be 60-40 in favor of Ozuna and Fowler, but I think Jose and O'Neal will get a hefty amount of votes.
If Tyler draws walks, Tyler may have to play.
And that's a different hitter.
But I will say this. Mike Bush kept pressing me on this yesterday. What can Tyler O'Neal do this spring to be the starter opening day? I don't think he can do anything. I mean, I think Dexter Fowler is starting... And he's going to maybe get 25, 30 games, and Ozuna will too.
But a patient Tyler O'Neal is
frightening.
Different, yes.
All right. For all of your eye care needs, Dr. Michael Jones at Quantum Vision Centers, and we talk about a good eye. That's what Tyler O'Neill has. I wonder if Dr. Jones may have worked on him. He works on athletes, and he makes the eyesight perfect because he does that LASIK surgery. Folks, I'm being honest with you here. If you get a chance and you get your eyes fixed forever, you call him and you tell them that I sent you. 866-260-EYES, never contacts, never glasses, forever. He's the best at what he does. Dr. Michael Jones, Quantum Vision Centers. We'll be right back.